we're trying to determine what exactly the meaning of the word Sofer is. What exactly the sphere means vis-a-vis Shiva Kim. A lot of time in the previous week spoke about whether the Sofer is Kim of Vedika, because if a woman does a Vedika, that's considered to be a fulfillment of the Sofer law. Or maybe not. The requirement for Vedika is just a different thing. Vedikas are required just to create the Chazaka, just to create the certainty that she's not bleeding. And in terms of the form of a Sofer law, maybe it means something different. So what could the Sofer law possibly mean? So we left off on the fifth page of the Malachim's booklet, on top of Sphira Shivanikim, top of CB at 28. So let's take a look at that Tosis, the Masechta Ksubos again, we just started it last week. Tosis has a very, very famous question. The Sofer Liatzma, the Gemara in Ksubos says that a woman counts Shivanikim, she counts for herself, just as if someone doesn't mean for herself, that she's believed to count Shivanikim. A woman comes and says, I count the Shivanikim, went to the Mikvah. The husband doesn't have to ask her, please produce Edom. Show me that you went to the river. Show me that you counted Shivanikim. So she is now menace. It's Sofer lo liatzma. It's Machlekes Tosfos in the Ramban. What do we do with that piece of information? So Tosfos in Maseches Gittin, that they says, from here we derive Ein Echad Em Bisurim. Just as a woman is believed to say that she counted Shivanikim, so too she is believed to say the food is kosher. So to unbelief to say a shech for the animal, unbelief to say the suit doesn't have shatness. Anytime I say anything in the realm of Issa V'Heter, there's no need to require to aid him, because if the Torah believes the woman, just as the Torah believes the woman, we could extrapolate the kol Torah kula. And the Ramban writes that that's not a correct extrapolation. The Ramban holds that when do we say that the woman is believed, that's in the realm of need, because the Eshavah HaMachi, it's impossible. What's happening to her is set up a system that the husband's going to insist on seeing that the woman did bidikas each day. Insist that she went, because the ultimate doesn't make any sense. So then the Ravan says, the Torah believes the woman doesn't need them because it's lays barrier. So just, it ain't done Epshim and Epshim. But if it's kosher, maybe you do need to aid them to say the chicken's kosher. Maybe you do need to aid them to say the chicken doesn't have shatness in it. How do you know? So the Ravan doesn't disagree with the din. The Gemara says, Perech and Epshim. The Ravan just disagrees with the source. So just parenthetical. So what is the source? So Rashi writes in the second Gittin, Rashi writes in the second place, Rashi writes that it's just, it has to be that way. It's impossible otherwise. There's no way the Torah would have set up a system otherwise. The Torah says that you're allowed to eat in somebody's house. The Torah says you can go to another person. How could it be that the Chumash would have set up a system that you have to watch the Shechin, you have to watch the farm and Ma'afrish to the Sinaisis? Rashi writes, eight other Eichel, eight L'chaveir. That would be inconceivable to have set up such a system that you can't eat by somebody else. So, interesting Mokhon. So Rashi says, you don't need a Mokhon. It's Pashto. There's nothing in the Svar that Erechim and Ambisuri. So again, so Tosfos took this Gemara Ksubos very, very literally, and said that you need a pasuk, a makom, a source, Erechim and Bisurin, and this is the source. But that was the context of why the Gemara Ksubos said the Sofer Liatz. We have to ask the question, V'yim Tomar, am I aim of Erecha Zava al Svirasa, when a Zava, rapper, quote unquote, Anita, counts Shiva Nikiyim, why doesn't she recite a Baracha? K'moshi Bevarcha al Svirasa, the same way that we recite a Baracha, when we count Svira. Like Siv Sofra, it says V'Sofra. That's the question of Tosfos. So the Yesh Lama Tosfos says, the Ein Mevarchin Ela B'Yovel, She Mevarchin Beizdim Michal Shana, She La'olam Yuchal Limnos Keseidim. Tosfos says, when do we set a bracha on the Sfira? That's a Sfira that's for sure going to happen. Nothing's going to go wrong. So let's say, for example, when the Beizdim counts down the years, the 7 years, the 49 years till Yovel, what could possibly happen? Nothing could ever happen in the course of those 49 years to disrupt the count. So therefore, we're comfortable making a bracha. And simply when it comes to Sfiras Omer, nothing can ever go wrong to the Catholic season. Once you start to count Sfira, you can never lose the mitzvah Sfira. We'll see in a moment whether we agree with that statement. So Tosfos says, when it comes to Yovel, when it comes to Omer, nothing can happen. Aval Zava, when it comes to a Zava, Shem Tira Tisva, Eilal Limnos. Imagine if Zava is going to begin to count Shiva Nikim. She'll get up to the fifth day. Then she'll see some blood. She'll bring it to the rabbi. The rabbi will say, sorry, I have to start all over again. He gloyed Milsa that she didn't really count. So therefore, we wouldn't make a bracha on that kind of counting. So the simple reading of the Tosfos is that this is a bracha of a Tola issue. How can you make a bracha unless you're absolutely certain that the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled? Those who are with us in the Tuesday night shit, there's almost a throwback to the Shittas Rabbi. The rabbi says that when you get standing under the chuppah and you're about to make the birchas erusin, so you should first give the ring and then make the bracha. Why? The rabbi says, if you do the normal order of making the bracha first, how do you know she agrees? Maybe she's going to get cold feet under the chuppah, she's going to run away. So if you make the bracha first, it'll turn out it's a bracha levatala. So that's what Tosa sounds here also, that Hilchos Brachos dictates that you don't make a bracha unless you're in control that the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled. But by Zava, when it's all up to the Baruch Shalom that the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled, it's not the Adeinu. She starts to have a Re'iyah, it's going to uproot the cow, so therefore she shouldn't miss out a bracha. That's a simple pshat basis.
So what do we do under the chuppah?
What do we don't do that? We
make the bracha first.
Our customers make a bracha first. With the rabbi, it said that you should give the ring first and make the bracha afterwards, just in case.
So we mentioned. Maybe if I talk to people,
the caterer standing there said, there's no returns. So the Lady Yehuda, in the second of the Mount of Kodos, a long piece of, I'm not going to read the entire piece of Lady Yehuda, there's a long tshuva, where he makes reference to the Shittas HaShloach HaKadosh. The Shloach has a very, very fascinating way of reading this Tosfos. So if you take a look at the Shloach, we'll start off a little bit with the Lady Yehuda. Tshuva, L'manyu, Rav Shalom, Hoavi, Yedidi, Nafshi, Agon, Hamuvach, Rav Polim, Kfod, I don't know who he was, but Rabbi Shai ben Breslov. I know he came from Breslov, I know he was a rabbi, I'll go and I'll move up, etc. But here was the response. Michtovo min Isru Chag HaTzeres. Said, I got a letter from you on the day after Shavuos. Higiyana b'Shavuos Zeh. V'hine. Now I'm commenting what you Rabbi Yeshaya, in the Breslov, what you said in your letter. Mashikosav maloso lahazir esanoshim this nahei kedivri agon ha-kodesh bal shloh. That you want to institute, you told the women in your community to follow the view of the Shloach HaKadosh, should be May Sviras HaNikim, Timdeh B'chol Yom, each day of Shiv HaNikim, she should count, saying, orally, verbally, saying the day, Timdeh, Hayom Yom Echad, Kev Nechsev V'Sofralah. I guess he must have gotten the thought after Shavuos. He was so used to the week of counting Sviro, he turned around to the women, Matzai Shavuos, Anu Chomra, that you have to start, you have to say every single day of the Sviro. I have a safe language. Omer and he says in the Yehuda, I think about this chumra the following. Hagon HaKadosh Hazeh. First he gives a tremendous, accolade praise to the Shloach HaKadosh. Not so many people got HaKadosh as their refinement, but the Shloach was one of them. So he says, Omer and Hagon HaKadosh Hazeh, L'rov Kedushas Chasidusa. Because of his great holiness and his tzidkus, his chasidus, his kayyavah was fulfilled in him. Oyev mitzvahs lo yispa mitzvahs. Pasuk Kehela says that if a person loves money, oyev kesef yispa kesef. If you love money, you'll always run after more money. So Chazal say, if you run after money, you love money. If you run after mitzvahs, if a guy's a tzaddik, he loves doing mitzvahs, but yispa mitzvahs, he'll never get enough of mitzvahs. So says the Nevi Yehuda, the Shlosh, the Kadosh, v'rotza l'man tzidka l'hagdol teira l'habas b'mitzvahs. He wanted to add on a 614th mitzvah, the mitzvah of a woman counting verbally the atmosphere in the Shiras Nikiyim. So you could see that the Rebbe is not a big fan of this chumar. He doesn't want to make fun of the Shloach, so he makes it into a praise of the Shloach. Such a tzad, he added on another mitzvah. Aval etzli, acha mechilas kavod shel agoyim, but he says in the view, I think, asking mechila from the Shloach, ein devar miskablam. He says what he says is not correct. V'mamikra hazeh mitzvah, if it's really truly a mitzvah, he says if the Shloach is right, so the money and mitzvahs, those who count, should have counted this as an additional mitzvah. Two mitzvahs, bizarre was born from man's out. Should count bizarre, see the suffer she was young. But mitzvah bizarre, the suffer love. And then he goes into a story back and forth, should be kept. Again, the bottom line is that he says all things lawyers, but the problem is, where did the Shloach get it from? He didn't make it up in a vacuum. He got it from our Tosfos. Tosfos, the Kasha, why aren't we making a bracha of the Sefira Shiv HaNikiyim? So Tosfos is dragging us and telling us why you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha because of the technicality. We're afraid that the count may get messed up. But it would have been subject to a bracha. So says the Shloach HaKadosh, well, what are you doing that would have warranted a bracha? You're getting up in the morning and saying, you have to do some kind of a ma'aseh mitzvah. So the Shloach says, you see from Tosfos that there is a ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is the svira peh. I would have thought that svira peh gets a bracha. Kamash plan that it doesn't get a bracha. But Tosfos just backed down from the bracha dimension, but from the mitzvah itself. The Tosfos says ashar v'kayim that there really is a mitzvah. Even Bisman Hazeh, even if a woman's not making a bracha because of Tosfos' concerns, she should still do a Sefira Sefirah fast. The Shloach does have a raya from the Tosfos. The only thing is, as the Yehuda proceeds, and we're not looking to the whole tshuva, as he proceeds, he references back to the Tosfos again. So let's go back to that Tosfos for the third time already. Small Tosfos, the very, very last line. Aval Zav, the last couple of lines of the second line of Tosfos. Aval Zav, Shem Tira Tistar, a Zav who may end up seeing and contradicting and canceling the count. Ein la, she should not, what? So that's the multi-million-dollar question. What is the next word? Ein la, what? So, the Bar Ilan apparently preferred the Girsa Ein la Limnos. So there's Machlekes at yourself what the next word in Tosfos is. So according to one Girsa Tosfos, the next word is Shem Tira Tistar, Ein la Levarech. That you shouldn't make a bracha. If that's the Girsa Tosfos of the Shlomo's right, that Tosfos never backed out from the mitzvah of counting, Tosfos just backed out from the technicality of reciting a bracha because of the concern of Shematiritis. But if you have the Girsa, like we have on our page, Ein lo limnos, so then Tosfos is saying she shouldn't be counting altogether. But how do you read that? It doesn't make any sense. Tosfos is saying, since she could potentially get messed up, therefore she shouldn't count. What do the words mean? The Yehuda explains as follows. But the Torah gives us the mitzvah of Svira. It should be set for the following. There are three places in the Torah where it gives us the mitzvah of Svira. There's the mitzvah of Sviris Omer, there's the mitzvah of Sviris Yovel, there's the mitzvah of Svira Shemitim. One could raise a question, how do you do Svira? What is the nature of Svira? So conceptually, there are two different ways to count something. You can count by doing a Maisa mitzvah. There's an action, you have to mabashlu, get up and hini mucham zuv l'shay mitzvah, count the yom of shlosh yom, whatever it is. That's one method of counting. And basically, would have to get up and say, hayom, 25 years to the yom. And the woman would have to get up and say, today is the sixth day of Shivanikim. That's one type of counting. Well, there's another kind of counting. Counting can mean just keeping count, just keeping cheshbon. Not that you have to do anything about it, just be cognizant of the fact that you have to get to the magic number 7, 49, 49, whatever the magic number is. Svira doesn't mean a Maisa Mitzvah. Svira just means, just realize, just be in the state, just know that you have a goal, you have to get something. The Sofra doesn't mean to actually do anything. How in the world would you know when Svira means to do something? How would you know when the Svira just to be aware of the count?
But shouldn't we just say that the Lashon of Svira itself is someone needs to count? Because you see many other mitzvahs in the Torah that have a time element. For instance, Shivas Yom and Matzos Tochevo or Vasukos Station. So if the Torah is already giving you this amount of days, and it's not using the word Vesafra, so shouldn't you be able to from there say that the word Vesafra tells you Mamish some sort of... It's not just... Because there are other mitzvahs that you have to also keep count how many days.
No. The other is the Maisa Mitzvah. Yeah. See, that's tricky. Vesukos Station, Shivas Yom, the Torah is saying, do a yeshiva, and by the way, when should you do it? During the seventh week. So he has spheres. Is sphere really a Maisa Mitzvah? Okay. So how in the world would you know? I'm reading the Chumash. State the Sofa of Shiva Yom. State the Sofa of Chumash Yom, and it says the Sofa of Yom. How in the world do you know which is which? So says the Rebbe, it's really very simple. Those counts that are going to happen anyway, nothing can ever undo that count. Shavuos is going to come. There is nothing you can do that Shavuos is not going to come. There is nothing you can do that Yom is not going to come. So anything is going to happen anyway, and the Torah still says, count? What's the Torah telling me to do? To sit and twiddle my thumbs and look at the pages of the calendar? Well, what am I supposed to do? Tisbru chamishim yom. Do what? Look around and watch the sunset? It's going to happen anyway. 49 sunsets come, it's going to be Shavuos, whether you like it or not. So when there's absolutely nothing that I can do, and the Torah still tells me, Tisbru, there the Torah means Tisbru a Maisa Mitzvah of a Sphere B'Peh. But by Midah, there's a lot of things I can do. I have to make sure, and I'm not bleeding. I have to check, I have to look, my underwear, my Bidah. There are millions of things I have to do because the count is not a certainty. It's not assured that I'm going to get to the end of the 7 days. There are many things that can derail the count. So since there are things that can derail the count, the Mitzvah of Sphere by Zappa is not to do anything. The Mitzvah is to make sure that the count doesn't get derailed. How do I do that? By waking up in the morning and doing bedikah. How do I do that? By looking at my underwear. How do I do that? By being cognizant, being aware of the fact that I may be bleeding. So the Torah already gives you a model what to do. So what I do is to make sure that I get to the end of the 7 days, I get to the end of the mikvah. But nowhere does the Chumash say I have to be sefer b'peh. So that's exactly what the Nevi Yehuda says. If you have our gears in the Tosfos, we can read the Tosfos for the fourth time. That says about Zava, she'im tira tistor. Since it's Zava, she'im tira tistor, ein la, not ein la levarech, but ein la limnos. There's no need for her to count, because since the whole purpose of Sfira Shiva Nekiyam is for her to be aware of the fact that she's shouldn't be bleeding. That is the mitzvah. So that never was, never is, never will be. There's no mitzvah in the past for that. And that's how we cast the halacha. So the mechilas kav the heilig shlo hakadosh and then it is like the minig Yisrael, like the Nevi Yehuda, has always been she ain lo b'mayis, and she doesn't count. Just as an interesting aside, at a chazidim right now, Tosfos told us the gevaldik yeshivish. Tosfos said that a mitzvah. If you have the other gifts, ein lo dvarach. Tosfos yes, am I mevareches? But Tosfos said that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that may get messed up. If there's a mitzvah that may get derailed, don't make a bracha. It's too risky. The Tosfos is giving you examples of mitzvahs that nothing could ever go wrong. For example, Sfiras Omer. When you count the first 20 days, nothing could ever happen to mess up your count. Nothing could ever happen. You forget day 21. So what do you see from Tosfos? So you see from Tosfos that Tosfos held that even if you forget day 21, big deal, you can still continue to count with a bracha. That Tosfos didn't buy into the sheep of the Baalach Kedos. The Baalach Kedos held, if you miss a day of Sfira, so then you're finished. You're done. Don't waste your time to try to count anymore, because the mitzvah Sfira has to be the entire 49 days. So you see from Tosfos that's not true. Because if Tosfos would have held like the Baalach Kedos, then they would never have let you make a bracha on Sfira's Omer. The mitzvah potentially could get thrown off. So the question is, that's very nice, but we are cheshish for the Baalach Kedos. We are concerned with the Baal HaKadosh. We are worried. We don't make brachas on Sfira if we miss the day. So according to us, who do accept the Baal HaKadosh to some degree, how do we justify making brachas on Sfira? So it comes the first time of Sfira, it's a lot of chutzpah to make brachas on Sfira. So how do you know you're going to make it through the week? So the same way Tosfos said, how do you know you're going to make it through the week of Shiva Nekiyim? It's just as you can't make a bracha, according to the Shlos, really, you can't make a bracha on Shiva Nekiyim because you're afraid you're going to get messed up. So we, who hold like the Baalach Kedoshos, who are concerned if we miss a day, how can we justify reciting a bracha?
That's why I say the women are the... I mean,
that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says that women shouldn't make a bracha when they count Sfira, because they may forget. But the Mishnah Berurah still left. Then make a bracha.
Right.
So the Mishnah Berurah said it, because women aren't chayav. Said anyway, why risk it? Now, let's disagree with Mishnah Berurah. So what about men? How can we justify making a bracha? Shema Tirvatisma. Shema Tishkach. So some Acharonim write that the Chari see from here the following. That the Baal HaKadosh Gadol says, see, I missed the day of day 25, I missed the day of Sfira. So the mitzvah is over. So that's it. You can't really count anymore. According to the Baal HaKadosh, don't even waste your time counting anymore. It's over. Stuff. What does that mean exactly? If you miss the day of Sfira, you're done. That means that Lemafreya, retroactively, your entire Sfira was batal. The first 24 days were brachas Levatoa. Because it's a one mitzvah, that's it. It's like a person reading half the Megillah. It's like a person eating half the Kazayat, hearing half the calls of the shofar. It means you tried to get half the mitzvah, which is basically meaningless. So it turns out retroactively, man, bro, that's what the Baal HaKadosh Gadol meant. But no, what he meant was that every day, of course, is a mitzvah for finance. I count day 1, day 2, day 3, day 25. If I miss a day, I can't count in a vacuum. You can't start to count day 27 if it wasn't preceded by day 26. So therefore, the Bahag says that the sphere is over Mikhail Lahaba. The sphere is not over Lemafreya. Whenever I count, I count. Whenever I count, I was yaitz. I made a bracha. It wasn't a bracha Levatola. Now from here on in, I can't count anymore. Against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah didn't assume that way. So if you hold like that, that could justify why we could still count Sphere's Omer, even though there's a chance you may forget. It doesn't matter. It's not like Sphere Shiva Nekiyim. If a woman's counting Shiva Nekiyim, and she gets to day 6, and she has Dam and a Bdika cloth, so we don't say, well, she got 6 days, that was nice, and, great. No, it means she's back to, that's where she started. She's back to day 1, and everything she counted was Mamash Bracha Matala. When it comes to Sphirus Omer, Tosfos is right. Olam Yuchalunus can say, nothing can go wrong. Something may go wrong, Kalahaba, but nothing will ever go wrong with Mafreya. So again, so there are a lot of interesting things about this Tosfos. It's only 2 long Tosfos. Touches on Erech Mebisurin, and it touches on Sfiris Shivarikim, and it touches on Sfiris. So I have a lot of things, Sfiris Yehoiv, a lot of things fly around this Tosfos. But for Ayotza Levina, from our purposes, is that the Minhag HaOlam is not like Shlo, and therefore we don't insist that the woman should verbally count. Even though we don't insist on a verbal count, there may be something to the Sofra a little bit more than just sitting around and doing nothing. There may be a little bit more of a halachic context of the word misafra than meets the eye. And as we take a look at page 6, the Badi Ashulcha makes reference to a very, very important machlekes echvar, very nagila myself. I'm up at 6. Yesh bin ha-Poskim. Yesh ha-Poskim l'shikosu rabbi. She'af al-pi she'enim ha'akeh s'firasa if lo bodka b'chol ha-shem es yamin. Even though if a woman doesn't do bedikas during the whole week of Shiva Nikiyam, it's not critical. It means the mission says she should do bedikas during Shiva Nikiyam. If the Yavin, if you do bedika, like the most you show, even on one of the days is good enough, like the summer show, one and seven are necessary, whatever the minimum amount of bedikas are, but everybody agrees you miss a day here and there, the bedikas, the Shiva Nikiyam is still good. Mikol Mokol, says the Badisha. But even Shatispa Kol HaYamin, even though you don't necessarily have to bedikas all 7 days, you have to count all 7 days now. The Bani Ashulchan is sitting in Far Rockaway. He's not coming and being because he's in Shlo right now. But he means this follows. Says the Bani Ashulchan, the Hainu. What does Sfira mean? She tosim daita aleihem. She should be aware of the fact that she's counting Shiva Nikiyam. She heim heim ayom nanikima ol matarasa. She has to be cognizant of the fact that she's in Shiva Nikiyam. Avalim nisiyasha v'lisofram. What if she doesn't even realize she is a Shiva Nikiyam? Now, it happens to be 24 hours are going by and she's clean. Nothing's happening. But if you'd stop her in the 2 o'clock in the afternoon and ask her, do you realize you're in Shiva Nikiyam? Me? I'm not Shiva Nikiyam right now. No way. Why in the world does she not think she's in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam? You could go. Shirasa dam besochim esfirasa. That she saw blood in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam. So, okay, so she does the right thing. She sees blood. She assumes it's Shiva Surah. The Sika Betara Chakach. So now she does have Siktara. The Ischila Miyad Vesomichod Shiva Nikiyam. That, and now she's counting Shiva Nikiyam. Starts counting Shiva Nikiyam over again. So she's about to start counting Shiva Nikiyam over again. For Omer Lo Chavusa, and her friends told her, which is the first mistake, she shouldn't be asking her friends what position, calling the Rav of Zina. Friends told her, "Shetzricha lahamtin hey yamim kam shetispa v'chadash." They said to her, every Jewish woman knows that you don't start to count Shiva Nikiyam until you count five first, five and seven, five and seven. So they drill into the counts, five and seven, five and seven, five and seven. Kishem shetzricha lahamtin b'tchila yam. It's not a bad drill because it's usually true, but not true here. She already did the 5 days. You don't have to wait five and seven. The whole goal of the 5 days to make sure that she wasn't Palet Shevzer, that she wasn't with her husband in those 5 days, and having a Shechvazer that could undo the Shiva Nikiyam. She wasn't with her husband, she's been in Nida for a week and a half already. So what happened? So here she didn't have Siktara, and her friend told her, you gotta wait 5 days. Said, okay, no problem. So she, in her mind, she said something, says, okay, it's now it's Sunday, I didn't have Siktara, I'm not believing anymore. So Monday, I'm not to Shiva Nikiyam yet. Who's not Shiva Nikiyam? When? So she puts on her calendar, she marks down mikvah night, next Thursday night, whatever it is. She marks down 12 days later, she's going to go to the mikvah. Then afterwards, somebody tells she goes to Chazdita class, and she realizes that she goofed, that she's up to day 4 of Shiva Nikiyam now, except for the fact that she didn't know it. Some folks can say that bad news is those days don't count for Sfira. The Alpha got the Loba even Sfira Bepeh. Even though you don't need Sfira Bepeh, but Inan Akoponim Shetachsik Atzma Becheska Sofera Shiva Nikiyam. She has to be aware, cognizant that she's in Shiva Nikiyam. Vine, Av Sheesh Befak Fakim Al Razois, even though there are those who question, Tzvi said they've never heard of such a thing, so where did this come from? He says that it would appear that most of the later folks give a cheshish with this. I'm not adding up numbers. I don't know. Not sure it's not a great place. I don't know. Rove, not Rove. It's a concern.
She's in Bedikas in this case?
No, she's not doing anything. She's not whole. She's on a.
But she's essence counting. She's counting 5 instead of 7.
Right, but those are not Shiva Nikiyam. Right. She's not really counting.
So hey, I'm going to see Shiva Shabbos.
Yeah. She's not counting. She is. When I say counting, it's a misnomer. It means we put on hold.
We permitted to count 1 and 7.
We're going to get. We're going to get to that. We got very, very small little notes here. Which I don't know. We have to read through them. But yeah, we got a lot to talk about. So the question is, assuming that this statement is even true, which again, Yesh Bafak, look at the post that I've never heard of. You can learn all of the Sechas Nida, you can learn all the Rishon Nida, learn all the Shekhar Nida, and never ever hear of such a thing. Some Acharonim came up with this idea. question, what's it based on? What's the svar to say such a thing? So there are two different tracks in the Poskim, two different approaches in the Poskim to explain what this is based on, assuming that if you hold it, it's not true, then Shazam Shabbos is winning. But if you hold it, this is true, there are two different halachim. So one halach is, I guess what we call almost like a pragmatic, very practical approach. Some achrayim say, it's not a din in the sense of that some new halacha that we missed throughout the whole Masechta and the Shogun Shulchan Aruch. It's very, very practical. If a woman isn't aware that she's a Shemekiyim, Gemara says, Milsad lo, the lavadaita in Shemekiyim, the lavadaita. If a person, Ramya in Shemekiyim, if a person is not cognizant, not paying attention to something, things may happen that it may go right by them. So let's say the Moshe, a woman doesn't realize she's a Shemekiyim, so she may have had a little bit, she may have felt a little something, she didn't bother looking. What do I have to bother looking for? I'm not Shemekiyim yet, I got another 4 days anyway till I start this whole parasha over again. So the attitude is going to be much, much more lackadaisical, much more laid back. Probably didn't see it. Probably nothing to worry about anyway. When she was in the kiyum, she's going to be more on guard. According to that view, it's not a halacha, but it's not a halacha. It's not a din that appears like a bar in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a chumra that because we're concerned that lest she not be as careful, we should insist that she has to be kind of she's kind of she's kiyum. Other chumrim say no. Other chumrim say this is a din. It's a halacha. What's that halacha based on? It's based on the fact that v'safralah. Remember we said, what does v'safralah mean? So we had so many different options. Either v'safralah means to do bedikah, as we said, probably not true. What does v'safralah mean to count the pair? Probably not true. Not like the Shulchan Kodesh. So what does v'safralah mean? So remember we said, v'safralah means, just to know what's going on. V'safralah means she should be aware. So, if she's aware, if she's not aware, we have a problem. She doesn't even know if you tap her on the shoulder and say, do you know you're Shemekiyim? No, I'm not Shemekiyim for another 3 days. So where's the Besafala? The cognizance, the being aware of the Besafala. That is the Svira. The lack of Hezchadas, the awareness that you're in Shemekiyim, that is the Svira Sayyam that the Torah requires. Not because we think something really, truly went wrong. She probably didn't bleed. 90% chance she didn't bleed. But the Besafala dictates you need a cognizance, you need a lack of Hezchadas to be labeled, to be counted as a Yom Sof. How does this play out for us for Maisa? Very, very well. Very common. Woman calls about the third day of Shemekiyim, she wants to bring me a shower. She brings me a Padika cloth. Abba, what do you think about it? I say to her, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I can't say. Why? It's too late in the day. It's not sunny enough. I have to wait till tomorrow. So what do I tell her to do exactly? So I say to her, one thing is as follows. Don't give up. Don't assume usur until the rabbi says that's usur. Well, let's say the woman's and she's out of town somewhere, and she says, Rabbi, I just had a terrible kesef. It looks terrible to me, and I'm not going to be in town for another 3 days. I'm just going to start over again. But I say to her, no. I say, not terrible. I don't know, to be determined. This is the mindset we instruct the women. Assume you're in Shemekiyim until proven otherwise. However, let's deal with the reality. If I have a shiloh, that may be a problem. I may tell her to do another Hefsek Tara just in case. So she thinks what I'm telling her to do another Hefsek Tara, what I'm telling her is it's all over. No, it's not all over yet. I said, I'm telling you to do another Hefsek Tara just in case it'll turn out in 3 days when you come back from vacation, in case when the sun comes out tomorrow, in case I'll figure out that it's also, at least we didn't lose the extra days, so let's play it safe. But don't say Shemekiyim over. I have a Kabbalah from Willie, he says, never say die. Just don't cancel in your mind Shemekiyim, because if you do so, that may be the bigger problem that we have to confront. So if a woman decides on her own to cancel Shemekiyim for Leif Shemekiyim, then 3 days later when it turns out it's okay, so then we're going to have to say, well, sorry, the Bedikah, the Kesef is okay, but you still blew it because you canceled in your mind the Shemekiyim. So don't cancel Shemekiyim. Always keep it until you get a clear psach and a certain psach marav that's over. Don't assume that's over. Be suffering, keep the Shemekiyim.
So count suffering twice.
That's right. So what you get, if you're like the shlosh, she's going to be counting a mixed up sphere assignment. But she doesn't count anything. She should just know, either on day three, or on day six, either on day four, or on day seven. By the time it comes to go to the mikvah, according to one of the counts, you've got to find out what the answer is.
So, let's say you're traveling, and you don't know, and you can't contact anybody, you don't have an iPhone, and you don't know it's the 41st day, 42nd day. And you wake up and you say, okay.
Very good. Excellent, Henry. I was hemming and hawing. Should I mention the Dvar Avraham or not mention the Dvar Avraham? But you made me mention it. I have to mention it. So what do you see from Aprah? From the Minig Yisrael of the Chesnida, in Maisim Echol Yoyim, that we have women who are on multiple counts. Either you're up to day 2, or you're up to day 5. You're up to day 3, you're up to day 6. We do it all the time. What do you see from there? That's still called a Svira. Even according to the Machmir, we're saying, Svira, say Yom, in the sense of being a cognizance. Does the cognizance, as long as I know basically what I'm up to, I know I'm in Svira, Manaf Kamina. Wait a second, that's a posh. Would that trick work for Svira Sa'omet? A fellow has no idea what day Svira is. So what would we say to him? Would we say, count day 3, today is maybe 3, today is maybe 4, today is maybe 7, maybe 8. Would we tell him to do that? So Pashas, yeah. He has no idea what their Svira is, so let him cover his bases. He thinks it's either the 4th, 5th, or 6th day of Svira, let him count all 3. That's what I would have said. So comes the Devar Avram, the Chiddush Gadol, the Rav from Kovna, for the war, comes the Devar Avram, the Chiddush Gadol, and says, no, you can't count the Svira Misafik. Svira means, you know what you're up to. Vayesh, what number you're up to? Maybe 6 or maybe 7. That's not counting. Counting by definition requires vados, says the Devar Avram. But if a person can't count the vados, don't waste your time counting with the other. Chiddush Gadol for the Devar Avram. So then the Devar Avram backpedals, backs out of that Chiddush. He says, that's not true. He says, it's a shtickle Torah that I'm saying, but it's against the Baal Mor, Maseches Pesachim. Baal Mor Pesachim, Mestekasha. We live in Chutz Loretz. We observe Sfeik of the Yomah for everything. Why don't we observe Sfeik of the Yomah and Sfeir Sa'omah? We should count today is the 3rd, or maybe it's the 2nd, maybe it's the 7th, maybe it's the 6th. That's what we do for all of it. We have a first Seder, and then we turn around and say, oh, by the way, maybe last night we goofed, maybe last night was our Pesach, maybe tonight we say it. We sit in the Sukkah on the Shemini Atzeres, maybe it's Rosh Hashanah Rav. We do it all the time. We do all the Sfeik of the Yomah, for all the mitzvahs, Maya, what happened to Sfeir Sa'omah? Says the Baal Mor, we would love to do it for Sfeir Sa'omah also. And we really should. You know what's going to happen? If we do it for Sfeir Sa'omah, we're going to do it on the first night, we're going to count, maybe tonight's the first night. The second night, we're going to count tonight's the second, maybe the first. Third, second, 27, 26, 48, 47, 49, 48. And now you come to Shavuos. What do? So we dive in by for Shavuos, for that yontif, for the nigger we announced, there's a tikkun lo Shavuos, the guys are ready, getting the cheesecake ready. And then the chazan and the rabbi gets up and says, and by the way, I share kiddushon, and says, maybe today is the 49th day of Sfira. What a shtach to Shavuos. What a bizayin to Shavuos. Says the Baal Mor, we know what Shavuos. I mean, there are ice, so we know when the calendar is. We have a set calendar. We know exactly when the calendar is. Says the Baal Mor, when are you allowed to do a Sfeik of the Yomah when it doesn't impinge upon the yontif deraisa? But to observe a Sfeik of the Yomah at the expense of being mufaz of the yontif deraisa, you have no right to do that, says the Baal Mor. And therefore, it's not a real sofik. We know what the day is. The whole thing is many of us say the day, whatever it is. So we observe the yontif sheni only if it doesn't detract from the yontif deraisa. The minute it impinges upon the yontif deraisa, we don't do it. And therefore, by Shavuos, we're mamar stuck. That's why, based on that Baal Mor, that's what Tosfos writes in Sukkah. How could Chazal institute to sit in the Sukkah in Shemini Atzeres? Doesn't that detract from Shemini Atzeres? Why is it detract from Shemini Atzeres? You're sitting in your backyard. It's a nice warm day outside. Why does that take away from Shemini Atzeres? That's exactly what Tosfos didn't say to Lulav. That's exactly what Tosfos writes in Sukkah. Why don't we shake a Lulav on Shemini Atzeres? Tosfos writes, that's a detractive yontif. Lulav is Muktzah. If not for the mitzvah of Lulav on Sukkah, so we've got Muktzah, kept up a Lulav on Pesach, Lulav on Rosh Hashanah. Lose a branch, a tree, eight, and we have you can't pick it up. So to go ahead and to do a mitzvah, to fulfill the rabbon at the expense of the yontif deraisa, that's not right. So what do you see from that Baal Mor? That if not for that almost tangential consideration, that lest we embarrass, lest we take away, we detract from the yontif deraisa, we would have been fine to have people counting for us over 2 days. Misafek, says the Devar Avraham, according to Mashtuk Torah, if you really think it's a safek, so you can't count anything. Because I just told you that a sphere of Misafik is not chal, not toif, it's not a Nishkin sphere. So it's not a sphere altogether. So then what right did the Baal Mor have to even ask to count the sphere of Misafik? So from the Baal Mor, the Meshul Torah rule. So the Avram backed out from the Meshul Torah. So according to the back out of the Avram, that sphere of Misafik is a sphere. So that justifies what our custom is. That we do count sphere of Misafik in Hilchos Nida. We have women up to day 1, day 4, day 6. To be determined whenever the rabbi comes back from vacation, the woman comes back from vacation, somebody comes back, it doesn't matter. You can be in the state of limbo as long as you're still in the mindset of Svira. The minute that you get yourself out of the mindset of Svira, then you're in trouble. So the person thinks that they're not in Svira altogether, that could goofa unravel the entire camp. So again, we're not even sure this is true. This is a Chumash Achor. It doesn't say in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch. This is a big, big Kiddush that such a thing exists, but at least we can hear it.
So back, this is a little lost. So with the Baal Mor, so the whole idea of carrying 2 days of Sphira is because he views Sphira as part of the count between Pesach and Shavuot.
Well,
not as an individual day in itself. So because of that, even if he knew he was going to see someone who would tell him what the day is later, and he doesn't want to miss, so he wouldn't be able to make a bracha, he still would be usher, because it's part of this continuity of when Shavuos is. And even though Shavuos could be in 3 weeks from now, he can't count today, even though in 5 hours he's going to find out.
Right. So the driver, you're talking about the driver before he backed out. After he backed out, nobody really don't care. But according to his smart as Habermin was, now, I don't care what's going to happen in a week from now. Right now, you can't get up with a straight face and say, I should shuggle, I'll sphere or something. It's not a sphere.
So that has implications, so let's say someone doesn't know what it is, and you have to say Shem Nesrei, and
so this is only by Sphira. This is a very, very unique discussion in Hilcha Sphira. So there
are it's
only
not a halacha.
There are only three mitzvahs of the Torah of Sphira. The Sphira Zavim Zavim, the Sphira Ha'omer, and the Sphira Ha'yogel. So within those mitzvahs, Sphira is around that this Kiddush goes. So again, there are three opinions of halacha, how this all plays out. So about the cognizant health, how aware during Shem Nikim you have to be. So some of the Rebbe say they never heard of this. The whole thing is not true. Another group of Rebbe say it's true, but it's only true in a practical sense. Namely, you have to know what you're up to so that you don't goof, by mistake miss something. And the third group of Rebbe say, no, you have to be aware what you're up to. It's not be bin, it's kind of a lack of cognizance. I'll mention next week. We'll continue how this plays out for us a little bit more than this.